95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Brew Review is in effect. It's already happening, but we still have a whole half of it. That's why Josh Messer brought has more flavors for us to try on a dry January. Well, somehow we've got through this month already.
Yeah.
We're staying dry, but we're staying hydrated. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, right? There you go. Smart. Yeah, so we just tried Lagunitas Hoppy Refreshers, 12-pack variety pack.
Right.
Sierra Nevada is doing some hop water as well.
Okay.
You want to give those a shot?
So I love the Sierra Nevada beer. Right. Why would I not like the water? The water's in their beer, so I'm sure it's going to be equally as awesome. What are these called?
So this one is Hop Splash.
Hop Splash. Mm. I like it.
I can smell some hops already.
You know?
So really? This one is made with Citra and Amarillo hops.
Right.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Smells super dank.
Citra and Amarillo.
As the kids like to say.
I just thought that was your jacket.
No.
Hold on.
You're so silly.
All right. So what? I'm trying to figure this out.
So this one has a little bit more hop flavor behind it.
Oh, it's like a beer.
Yeah, pretty close.
It feels it tastes and feels like a beer. Carbonation's like there.
Yeah,
that's good.
So again,
it's like you said, water,
and it is water, zero alcohol. Again,
get out.
Looking at the can.
Yeah,
ingredients: hops. Sorry, water, hops, and carbon dioxide.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
And you're getting all this flavor in here.
There's almost nothing in it.
Zero calories, zero fat, zero sodium, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero added sugar, and again, zero protein. I apologize on the protein.
Okay, it's all right. Well, I mean, you can supplement. Right. That's why you take supplements.
Right.
Like, that's why I take
supplements. It's just January.
I order my protein bulk on the internet anyway, so it's fine. This is really good, though. And again, this one, hint of flavor, but also...
Yeah, so
it's like feels like a beer.
It's pretty interesting to see the difference between the two products as well. Lagunitas, absolutely delicious. The hop flavor is not nearly as pronounced on this as Sierra Nevada's.
Right.
So it's clearly two different products, but they're the same product.
Yeah.
So it's cool to see the variation for sure.
And they share the same space on the market. I mean, like you said, this NA market is big.
It is. So these particular products are going to be a little bit harder to find just because of the style they are. They're not non-alcoholic beers. They're non-alcoholic options from beer companies.
Right.
So, you know, you're definitely going to find them at Total Wine, some ABCs, local independents, or you'll check out our website.
Oh, he's talking about srprod.com/beerfinder. You need to find it there. It's easy to find.
You beat me to it.
Ooh, it smells a little bit of color in it.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, that one's got a little, it's got an orange rim.
A little cloudy.
This is called Hop Splash.
Yep. So the first one we just tried from Sierra Nevada was Hop Splash. This is Hop Splash Citrus.
Oh.
So the other one was using Citra and Amarillo hops. This one's using Mosaic and Simcoe. And then obviously some real fruit juice in here. So
there's some grapefruit or something happening in that thing.
That's banging right there.
I mean,
look at this guy right here.
Right?
So water, red grapefruit juice, blood orange.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love it.
Wow.
It's very good.
You're on point.
Now, this one's got flavor up front too.
Yeah, so this one has
search around.
So this one has some calories behind it. So there's 15 calories.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh,
what are we ever gonna do?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll do one squat thrust. That'll be good. I'll burn that off.
There's a little bit of sugar in here, so it's adding some flavor.
All right, 15 cows all gone.
Cows gone. Good. And ketchup now.
Cow gone.
Right. Very complex, and it's water.
I've never had anything quite like that.
No. It's not a, if you didn't know, you'd be like, okay, is this a seltzer? But it's not.
It's and almost like somebody spiked your seltzer with orange juice or grapefruit juice.
Right?
Yeah.
That's killer.
Maybe like a grapefruit mimosa?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But so, like you just said, though, people aren't just drinking these straight. They're also using them for mixers, stuff like that. Tons of different varieties of ways of drinking this stuff.
Right.
But it's also great straight out of the can.
I mean, it's good to have these around for dry January, and then when you get to crunkuary in February, that's when you go nuts, when you start mixing them with stuff.
I like that.
You know about that?
Yeah.
You can use that. That's our product. That's yours.
Wow.
Comp. I like it a lot.
No charge. Free of charge. All right. What do we go to next?
All right. So our friends over there in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Abita.
Oh, hold on a second.
We know all about
that. Wait a minute. Love those cats.
Hold on a second.
So
there's only three of us. Why do you have four cups?
I figured we'd treat Tim today.
What?
No.
Oh.
Yeah?
Okay, I guess.
You want to give him the first
I guess, I guess we'll share. I guess we can share. I mean, after we are nice guys.
Honestly, he does look thirsty.
There you go, Timmy.
He looks real dry and ashy.
The camera looking super parched. And
His lips are always dry.
He has to watch us get the joy, and he gets nothing. So this is straight up Abita
root beer.
Root beer.
Yes. So, you know, We've been doing all these non-alcs that, you know,
are either
their beer counterparts with non-alcs or the hop waters.
That smells already good.
Abita makes a root beer. It's they don't only just make a root beer. They make other sodas.
Yeah.
They do a cream soda. They do a king cake soda. Ooh. Bananas Foster's, I think. The only one in our market currently right now is this root beer. It's in a six-pack bottle.
Yes.
You can usually find them in Total Wine. And definitely some Publix's, maybe some Winn-Dixie's, or you always check out our website.
SRProd.com/beerfinder or root beer finder. Don't type in root beer
that
finder.
Is damn
but
good.
You might find root beer in there too. I'm finding this root beer in my top three root beers of all time. You know what I mean? I mean, this is great.
Even if you're not like a root beer fan, I think this is worth a shot.
I'm a root beer fan.
So they're using real cane sugar, Louisiana cane sugar, some vanillas in there, stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, just a super solid product.
It's probably what gives it the special appeal then right here, that it's got the real cane sugar.
Right. Instead of that, all that corn syrup.
Crap. Yeah. Yeah. Where you kind of have to scrape your tongue afterwards. Yeah. This. Boy, I want, yeah, I mean, that I want this all day long. It makes me happy too. Makes me want to have a burping contest. You guys in?
I'm in.
Hold on a second.
Okay. It kind of petered out, but it was a good start at least. we probably have to rehearse that for next time. But a great flavor. Again, dry January.
That's right, buddy.
But you can drink that year round.
But you know what? We did a lot of non-alcs this month, next month, and the rest of the months. We have, how many months do we have left? A lot.
Yeah.
So anyways,
the whole year. Going,
Steve takes to the calendar.
There might be a few people out there going, that was a lot of non-alcoholic beer this month.
Yeah.
The rest of the year, it's going to be alcoholic
beer,
man.
Look out.
Don't worry.
You'll be jumping on the train. Yeah. And if you did, if you pulled off a dry January, good for you.
Yeah,
it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, look, we're straight up peer pressure for that. But here, we're peer pressuring you to go dry January.
That's right. Right? Except for I made it 12 hours.
So we've got the...
12? Wow.
Hey, that's a good run.
Yeah.
That's still a good run. We want to give some of this stuff away, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How should we do it? Oh, I know. Watch the Morning Hog Brew Review video. And look for the SR Perot logo there at The Morning Hog on YouTube. It's easy to find. You go to YouTube, and then you type in The Morning Hog. You find it. You can see all the brew review videos. But for this particular episode, if you can tell us right when the SR Perot logo pops up on the screen, you win free beer, right? And root beer.
Sounds like a solid deal.
Steven and Mike keep the root beer. Text in the time to 257-0324. What time did the logo pop up? 257-0324. It's very easy.
I mean, it doesn't get any easier, I don't think.
Yeah.
No. Very simple.
And you're like, wait a minute, I don't have a stopwatch. No. It's there for you.
Yeah.
YouTube's already got the time on there for you.
Exactly.
Just look it up. Just watch the episode. Watch the episode. And if you find Steve doing the erotic towel dance... Well, you get nothing for that, but that's in there too. Just keep an eye out for that. Well, good. Until we see you next time, thank you for the hydration and cheers.
Cheers.